This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the adoption of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan across sectors, which is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Viksit Bharat. In a surprise visit, Mr. Modi visited PM Gati Shakti Anubhuti Kendra at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday on the third anniversary of the launch of PM Gati Shakti. He appreciated the strides made in planning and execution of projects across the country due to the impact of PM Gati Shakti. The Anubhuti Kendra showcased the key features, achievements and milestones of PM Gati Shakti. Prime Minister Modi also visited the One District, One Product, ODOP Anubhuti Kendra and appreciated the strides made by the ODOP initiative in helping in selection, branding and promotion of products of various districts across the nation. Using the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, 156 infrastructure gaps relating to the first and last mile connectivity issues of major sectors of the economy, such as coal, steel, fertilizer, ports, food, and public distribution, have also been identified by concerned ministries and departments. President Draupadi Murmu reached Algiers yesterday on the first leg of her three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania, and Malawi. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to the three African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 group during India's presidency. India is looking at a stronger partnership with Africa as it is very important and critical for their own growth and for the growth of the global south. During the three-day visit in Algeria, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune and other major leaders. Talking to Prasar Bharati correspondent, Indian Ambassador to Algeria, Dr. Swati Vijay Kulkarni said, India and Algeria share cordial relations with cooperation in several fields. In a bid to enhance bilateral trade, supply chain, semiconductor investment, AI and next-gen technologies, the U.S.-India Strategic Partnership Forum, USISPF, is set to host its annual India Leadership Summit 2024 in the National Capital today. The summit follows on the heels of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's successful recent visit to the U.S. for the Quad Leaders Summit and the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA. The day-long summit also aims to bolster defense ties, promote clean energy and secure a free and open Indo-Pacific. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged the United Nations to withdraw its UNIFIL peacekeeping force from southern Lebanon. Netanyahu claimed that the presence of UNIFIL, United Nations Interim Force, in Lebanon forces in southern Lebanon makes them hostages to Hezbollah. The Lebanese armed group and political party with Israel has been engaged in conflict since last October. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat India by 9 runs in a Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium, Sharjah. Chasing a target of 152 runs, India made 142 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Harmanpreet Kaur scored unbeaten 54 runs, while Deepti Sharma made 29 runs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.